hometown Sunday for the Detroit Lions afternoon football game at Ford Field and Game 4 of the World Series that night. He also said that no officers would be pulled from Detroit neighborhoods for patrols in and around downtown. Harold Hamp was putting a roof on a home in Alma, Michigan in 1968 when he lost his wallet. It was found 44 years later by another man re-roofing the same house. The Oakland Press of Pontiac reports in a story Friday that Casey Morgan spied the wallet during an attic insulation. It appears that the wallet fell from Hamp's pocket, tumbled between roofing boards into the attic where it rested for more than four decades. Morgan's boss Terry Thelen later tracked down Hamp's name through an Alma telephone book and reached his son. Now 78 years old, Hamp says that we got back all of the pictures and several of the bills in it were silver certificates. The wallet also held other papers and $23 in currency. The following are cash bids for Friday, October 26, 2012, as of 5 o'clock p.m. from the Cooperative Elevator with numerous locations throughout the Thumb area. White wheat is at $8.18, red wheat $8.08, corn $7.02, soybeans $14.86. For navy beans and black beans, you can call the Cooperative Elevator for more information. Keep in mind that trading hours are continuous, but will be closed between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. For updated market information, please contact any of their plant offices or check out their website, coopelev.com. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime you can, visit our website, thumbnet.net. We'll be back after this.
Al Hansen is having a party this month,
and you're invited.
Yay! Al is celebrating his 20th anniversary in business at 330 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. And he wants customers to have some fun and save some money. Al Hansen has created a special 20th anniversary sale for October with rewards for your new used vehicle purchase from Al Hansen Motors. Make your best deal, then go to the bonus wheel for an instant reward of up to $200 cash back. Al has customer loyalty rewards for service customers too, with gifts or savings up to 20% off shop labor of 1 hour or more for anything from a wheel alignment to a major overhaul. Shop supplies are excluded because they still don't charge for them anyway.
Offers exclude prior purchases and service work.
During the month, register to win oil changes, car washes, and a full $150 value interior and exterior cleaning. No purchase necessary. It's the 20th anniversary celebration at Al Hansen Motors, a Bad Axe, the Thumb's only pre-owned car dealer with a complete in-house service department.
The following are obituaries to report for the Huron County area on Friday, October 26th of 2012. Ava Eve Grigg, age 67, of Bad Axe, passed away on Thursday, October 25th at St. Mary's Hospital in Saginaw with her family at her side. Massive Christian burial will be held at 11 a.m. on Monday, October 29th at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Bad Axe. Burial will be in the Sacred Heart Cemetery. Visitation will be at the McAlpine Funeral Home in Bad Axe in Michigan on Sunday, October 28th from 1 to 9 p.m. and Sacred Heart Catholic Church on Monday, October 29th from 10 a.m. until the time of service. A wake scripture service will be held on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorials may be offered to Sacred Heart Food Pantry of Bad Axe. Robert F. Johnson, age 86, of Port Austin, passed away on Wednesday, October 24th at Courtney Manor in Bad Axe. Visitation will be at the Knobloch Funeral Home in Kindy on Friday from 2 to 8 and at the church on Saturday from 10 a.m. until Mass. Funeral Mass for Robert Johnson will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Port Austin. Memorials have been directed to the Courtney Manor or the Alzheimer's Association. Knobloch Funeral Home in Kindy is handling the arrangements. Michael Henry Greibel, age 72, of Bad Axe, passed away on Thursday, October 25th, at his home surrounded by his family. Massive Christian burial will be held on Monday, October 29th, at 11 a.m. at the St. Felix Catholic Church near Pinnebog. Burial will be in the Sacred Heart Cemetery in Bad Axe. Friends may call the Kaufman Funeral Home in Bad Axe on Sunday from 2 to 8 p.m. or Monday at the church from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. A scripture service will be offered on Sunday at 7:30 p.m. at the funeral home. For complete written Thumb Area obituaries anytime, go to thumbnet.net.
Welcome back to the WLEW Sports Game of the Week. I'll be at Reese in week number one in the playoffs. I'm Clark Ramsey. Alongside me, Dave Hansen. Doing the numbers tonight, Kylie Kamoski. We've broken down the Harbor Beach Merrill game. Now the game in front of us, Dave, Ubley against Reese. Being brought to you tonight by Thumb Seiler, Knights Insurance Agency, Rainey's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, McDonald's Food and Family Center, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, Signature Bank with offices throughout the Thumb area, More Motor Sales of Carroll, More Shoreline of Sebring, McVeigh Insurance Agency, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon and Bad Axe, and Ubley Motor Service. Seiler phone services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Seiler. All right, Dave, what's your feel on this Ubley Bearcat team? They're 6-3 overall and have won six of their last seven to take their postseason streak to 12 straight years. Dave Kaufman is 2-for-2 in the playoffs, second season as head coach for the Bearcats. Ended up in second place in the GTC East standings at 3-2. Last week, Ubley needed their sixth victory to guarantee their slot into the postseason, and it did not come easy. The Bad Axe Hatchets tried to play spoiler and nearly did. The Bearcats pulled it out late and came out with the victory 34-32.
Clark, there was a ton of action this game. A lot of big plays, turnovers, onside kicks, you name it. The game was full of excitement from start to finish. Bad Axe played their hearts out in that game. Probably the best game they played all year. But a good game for Ubley on the other side to end the season. A close finish like that will prepare them for a game tonight, which they hope to keep close and steal at the end of the game, which they did against Bad Axe. So look for them to use that to their advantage tonight.
Ubley's offense is anchored by a multi-talented Nick Sweeney at quarterback, giving the old wing T offense a little bit more firepower.
They can deceive defenses all the time with the different backs that they use, but Sweeney is probably the most important person in this backfield because he brings an outside speed presence. And he's most improved with his arm, and hopefully he can use that tonight to keep the Rocket defense on their heels with a few passes downfield, even if they're just short completions, keeping Reese thinking about that.
Nick Sweeney is number two. He's a 5'9", 160-pound senior at the quarterback position for the Ubley Bearcats. Complimenting Sweeney at quarterback is a quartet in the backfield, Kurt Kowalski, David Rutkowski, Brian Bland, and Ryan Hagg. It takes three backs to run a wing T, two to tango, but Ubley has four.
Yeah, and Hague brings the power there. He's sort of the blocking fullback, north and south runner. Bland is super fast. He attacks the outside. He's looking to hit a home run whenever he touches the ball. Kirk Kabatsky is the one to keep your eye on the most, though, folks. He's their do-it-all featured back. He gets the most carries. He has a nice combination of speed and power. David Rutkowski tends to be that guy that's more of the receiving back, and he likes to take the pitches to the outside, but they have weapons all over the place, Sweeney included as a runner.
Well, we're going to take another quick break, and then we'll continue to break down this Ubley Bearcat offense and defense, making their way for the 12th straight time into the MHSAA postseason. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kodak is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call the 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Autoowners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Autoowners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, this is Amy. And when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at 19-